This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've got a project going with Jim Fallows of The Atlantic and his wife, Deb, in which they fly around the country in their own small plane, seeing what they can see with us tagging along from time to time, building a picture of what the American economy looks like right now. It's a series that we're calling American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
Sadly, no plane rides for me today. Jim and Deb are out having all the fun. Jim, it is good to talk to you once again.
Kai, it is nice to talk to you.
Where have we tracked you down, sir?
Right now, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. I say Greenville, they say Greenville, which is also partly on the way to Spartanburg and Greer. It's in the famous upstate of South Carolina.
And what are you finding? I mean, why are you there, and what are you what's the tale to tell?
There's one relatively well-known tale about this part of the country, which is people have heard over the last 20 years, BMW has set up its only North American plant here in outside Greenville and Spartanburg. Michelin is here. GE is here. And so this is a perfect test case of a place that was built for one industrial era. This was all textiles. And even, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, it was a textile capital of the world. Textiles are just gone now. And the way that certain parts of this area have recovered and others have struggled is what we're looking at.
When you think of a textile place, Jim, that has turned into a manufacturing place, it's really often not a great story. But as you said, BMW is there, and there's other places there as well. There's other things going on there.
There are, and I've been trying to follow all the different strands of what it was 20 and 30 years ago that made this part of America appealing to Michelin and BMW after that. And there seems to be a combination of industrial heritage and then deliberate planning by state and local governments. The way they describe it is the famous public-private partnership.
Yeah.
Now, if you were in New York or Berkeley, California, you might describe this as state intervention. But here it has a long tradition of largely Republican office holders saying that they might be skeptical of the government on the national scale, but here they view governmental efforts by the state, by the county, by the city as very important to make a place where people want to live and can have jobs.
After having been there for a number of days, what's your sense, and I get that this is a tricky question based on, you know, 96 hours experience, but what's your sense of why Greenville works? Why do they not only get people, but get them to stay, you know, for the jobs and the environment and all of that?
As you would imagine, this is a question I've been asking people here, too. Yeah. And the answers range from, this is where I started out, it's where I'm from, look how nice it is. And then it comes to an answer which is unsatisfying but apparently true, which is people start naming the civic leaders who 30 and 35 years ago said, we have to shift the industrial base, we have to make the downtown come alive, we have to preserve the environment. And that's not a formula you can apply elsewhere, but it seems to be what we're hearing here.
Jim Fallows is the national correspondent for The Atlantic magazine. He and his wife, Deb, are working on a series that's called American Futures. It's in the magazine. It's on Jim's blog, and it's on our website. It's marketplace.org. And we will see you, Mr. Fallows, out on the road at some point soon, huh?
Thanks so much, Kai.